On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg to depth 31 degrees, Pretoria 33, and Rustenburg a high of 34.
There's now been a collision in four ways on Winnie Mandela Drive at Monte Cassino Boulevard. Of course, traffic is very slow.
In your sport, 10 Welsh rugby players said to have agreed to join the breakaway R360 League, and President Trump has once again suggested relocating World Cup matches from cities he deems unsafe.
We start in KwaZulu-Natal. News that's just been confirmed is that the second light aircraft was found after it went missing yesterday. The KZN Department of Transport and Human Settlement says in a statement that the body of the pilot was found on the scene. Last night, the wreckage of the first light aircraft that went missing was also found, with the pilot deceased on the scene. Spokesperson for the department, Ndabezehitsingle Tsibia, says an urgent probe is underway.
Relevant authorities at national level indicating that there is an investigation that has been launched by the accident and the incident investigation division.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu, who is currently on special leave, is expected in Parliament today to testify before the ad hoc committee and answer to allegations of interference and corruption within the criminal justice system. Committee Chairperson Servet Lekhanyane confirmed Mkhunu will testify over 2 days to respond to claims made against him by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola. During his testimony at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, Mkhwanazi said Mkhunu's decision to dissolve the political killing task team was influenced by outside forces linked to criminal networks. Anasasi Makobu has more.
Mkhunu has also been accused of interfering in police investigations and maintaining ties with corrupt businessmen. Following these allegations, President Cyril Ramaphosa placed Mkhunu on special leave pending the committee and the commission's investigation. So far, the committee has heard evidence from Mkhwanazi, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola, and Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection Shadrack Sibiya. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa has suspended the Inspector General of Intelligence, MTS Fazel, with immediate effect. This is pending a decision in an investigation by Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence into Fazel's conduct. Ramaphosa appointed him in 2022 following his nomination by the National Assembly. News beyond our borders takes us to Madagascar, where military officers announced last night that their leader would be sworn in as the country's new president tomorrow. The military leadership under Colonel Michael Randrianirina has promised elections within 2 years after President Andry Rajoelina was impeached following weeks of popular demonstrations. And on World Food Day today, recent research by economists at Stellenbosch University for ShopRite shows that hunger worsened in South Africa in 2023 to the lowest food security level in over a decade. ShopRite's Chief Sustainability Officer Sanjeev Rukhiber says it's concerning that many households in South Africa are now struggling to maintain a varied diet.
There isn't enough regular research on hunger in South Africa, and the ShopRite Group's Food Security Index helps to fill this gap. The index shows how critical affordable food is.
I'm Khadija D'Souza. There's more about the headline stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
All right, 25,000 Rand cash. Talk to me. Do you have the Feel Good Secret sound? On top of the 25K, a 20,000 Rand Feel Good experience. If you can tell me the song and the movie that you're about to hear.
My mom always
gave you some lack of fat clues yesterday. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. And it's brought to you by OutSurance.